Hi, I'm Diane Gonzalez-Bertrand, and you are listening to Conmigo.
Welcome, Conmigo!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conmigo. I'm Sarah, and I am really excited you're back with us today to read some more stories. We have Diane Gonzalez-Bertrand here to read one of her stories for us. And I'm really excited she's going to share that story. It's very colorful, and it's also a really fun story with a really good message in it. So, hi, Diane. How are you?
I am doing very well today. It's a beautiful sunny day outside, so it makes me feel like I have sunshine inside.
Nice. And you're joining us from San Antonio today, right?
Yes, I am. I'm actually reading from my office here at St. Mary's University, where I work and teach, and have an opportunity to not only teach writing, but I'm able to write myself and write a variety of children's books. And I'm very excited to be able to read one of my stories today on your podcast.
Awesome. Will you tell us a little bit about the story you're going to read and maybe a little bit about what inspired you to write it?
The story that I'm going to read today is called Sophia and the Purple Dress. And I wrote it because I come from a family, a big family of seven, and all of us in the family always help each other with different projects. And so I know that when a family works together, good things always happen. And so I wrote Sophia and the Purple Dress to show ways that even with small changes, families can have make a big difference in the way that they live their lives. And this particular story is about a family working together for one particular goal. And they discover and are very surprised that not only is one person helped by this project they're working on together, but all of them benefit from it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm really excited to hear this story. And I think that's amazing. You grew up with seven brothers and sisters?
That's correct. I had five brothers and I have one sister, and we were a very busy but very happy family. And one of the things that I like to celebrate in all of my books is the idea of family, la familia, and the way that we work together and help one another as families should.
That is wonderful. And your book, this book, is also in Spanish. It's like a dual language book, right?
Yes, it is. It is a bilingual book. I wrote the English, and the Spanish was translated by Gabriela Baeza Ventura, who works at the Arte Publico Press in Houston, and she did a beautiful job of translating my book in English into the Spanish language. And so anytime you pick up a Diane Gonzalez-Bertrand book, you are able to read it not only in English, but also in Spanish.
That is amazing. Thank you for doing that.
I am very happy to do that. My mother tells the story that if we had had books like the ones that I write, a bilingual children's book in two languages, she said I probably would have grown up with both Spanish and English. But when I was growing up, there were no bilingual picture books. There was no way to practice Spanish through your reading. And so I encourage children, if you can read and speak both English and Spanish, continue to practice it by reading books not only in English, but reading books in Spanish as well.
That is a very good message. That's really good to know. All right. So guys, sit back, relax, and Diane is going to read Sophia and the Purple Dress. Take it away, Diane.
This book is called Sophia and the Purple Dress, and I am the author, Diane Gonzalez-Bertrand. Let's begin. Sophia loved her older cousin, Rosario. They read books together and played games. Rosario also gave clothes that she outgrew to Sophia. She had just started third grade when Rosario sent her a box of clothes and a pink envelope. "Look," Mom told Sophia and her sister, Madi, "it's an invitation to Rosario's quinceañera in November. I've never been to a quince, Sofia said. I can't wait to go. Mari started pulling pretty sweaters and shirts from the box, but a beautiful purple dress caught Sofia's attention first. Mom, look, Sofia said. It's perfect to wear to Rosario's quince. I want to try it on right now. Let's go to your bedroom, Mom said. We'll see how it fits. Sofia's arms fit through the straps, but once the dress was zipped up, Sofia felt like she could not breathe. Mari giggled. You look like a purple sausage. It looks too tight, Sofia, Mom said. But Mom, Sofia stared at her red face in the mirror. Couldn't I fit into this dress if I stopped eating? Not eating will only make you sick, Sofia. The quinceañera is 3 months away. Maybe I can buy you another dress. You don't get it, Mom, Sofia replied. Rosario wants to see me in her purple dress. She always tells me, honey, you look fabulous in my clothes. She closed her eyes and sighed. As Sofia watched Mom hang up the purple dress, she said, Mom, Rosario's sweaters and shirts always fit me. Why can't I wear that dress? It's a fitted dress. Mom patted her own stomach. Like you, I've got a little extra here and there. What if I don't want that extra anymore? Then you need to change things, mija, Mom said. Get more exercise. Don't drink sodas or eat junk food. It's not easy. Can you help me, Mom? Mom slipped her arm around Sofia's shoulders. Well, it wouldn't hurt us to get more exercise and eat healthy foods. Why don't we just all help each other? I'll help too, Mari promised. The next day after school, Sofia looked around and asked, where's the car? Mom said we're going to walk home, Mari told her. It's only 3 blocks, Mom said, and it's good exercise. Sofia frowned. But Mom, it is so hot. Mom pulled 3 umbrellas from her bag. Shall we walk? As she opened one, Sofia heard a boy yell, hey, isn't that raining? What do you need an umbrella for? Sofia's face burned, but she just turned away. Let's go, Mom. Sofia grew hot and tired with every step. As Mom unlocked the front door, Sofia said, all I want is a giant soda. I am so thirsty. We need some water, Mom answered. Water? Sofia pushed her wet hair away from her face, but I'm so hot. What about ice cream? Mari said. What's wrong with you? Sofia yelled. Eating ice cream's not going to help me. Mari stared down at her feet. I'm sorry. Sofia sighed. You were right, Mom. This is hard. That's why we all promised to help each other, Mom said. She put a hand on each daughter's shoulder. Today we walked home. It's a small change, but it's a place to start, right? Sofia spoke quietly. I guess so. A week later, as they went into the grocery store, Sofia said, remember, Mom, no junk food. What should we buy for healthy snacks? Mom asked, steering the cart into the fresh produce area. I like bananas, Mari said. I like oranges, Sofia said. Why don't you try something new? Mom replied. When I was little, my grandfather bought us papayas and guavas. They're very delicious. Look, Mommy, Mari pointed to the colorful poster near the vegetable trays. It's the food rainbow. My teacher has one in our classroom. We should eat foods on the rainbow every day to stay healthy. Well, we need more colors in our shopping cart, don't we? Mom said. Yes, Sofia said. Let's look for green, red, purple fruits and vegetables. 2 weeks later, Sofia saw Mari staring out the window. Maudie frowned. A rainy day is no fun. Sophia rubbed her chin, but then she smiled. Sometimes on rainy days, Coach Henry puts on music in the gym and we dance. Why don't we do that, Maudie? Okay. Maudie ran to the radio and turned it on. And they moved their feet and they waved their arms to the lively music. One night, Maudie asked Sophia, what should I do about my birthday party? Pizza isn't on the food rainbow. On her night table, Sophia saw a picture of Rosario helping her skate. What about a skating party, Maudie? That could be fun. Okay, but do you think Mommy will still make me a birthday cake? Of course she will. Just because we try to eat healthy doesn't mean we can't have cake on our birthdays. Good, Maudie smiled. I want a pink cake. Sophia, this is the best party ever, Maudie said, giving her sister a wobbly hug since they were both wearing skates. Along with birthday cake, Mom served orange wedges. They drank fresh lemonade, and their friends loved the pink party bags with purple hair clips, little bags of pretzels, and sugarless bubblegum. Let's go skating again, Sophia said. Then we can open your presents. The two sisters and their friends skated round the rink again and again. I can't believe my girls run home now, Mom said, laughing. 2 months ago, you both complained about walking. You should see me at school, Sophia said. I beat the boys in PE when Coach Henry lets us race. Today, he read us a story about a boy who ran so fast, he won a college scholarship. And now he's president of a university. Mija, if running can help you for college, Mom said, then both you and Maudie need to keep racing each other home. The first week of November, Sophia felt like someone was shaking maracas inside her chest. She waited while Mom zipped up the back of the dress. She took a step back and opened her eyes wide. The dress wasn't tight anymore. Even better, Sophia saw a new reflection in the mirror. No more red face or tired eyes. Even her hair seemed to shine more. What do you think? Maudie clapped her hands. Oh, Sophia, you look beautiful. Mom kissed her cheek. I think you look fabulous, mija. Her mom stepped back and said, you need new shoes to match your dress, right? Sure, Sophia said, but Mom, is there money for new shoes? When I stopped buying junk food, I saved money, she answered. I can buy all of us new shoes. Sophia smiled. If they hadn't worked together, she wouldn't be able to wear Rosario's dress for the quinceañera. It was enough for her. Mom, why don't you take the money and buy yourself a new dress instead? I don't need a new dress, Sophia. Mom posed like a fashion model. I have a pretty dress in my closet that fits me again. Yay for Mom! The girls cheered. Sophia had never seen her cousin Rosario look as beautiful as she did at her quinceañera. She wore a crown and a red dress with tiny roses. Honey, you look fabulous, Rosario said when the cousins met on the dance floor. But you also look so different. What's changed? Everything has changed, Sophia exclaimed, and it's all because of this fabulous purple dress. Then she twirled under her cousin's arm and laughed. I bet I can dance longer than you can, Rosario. Just watch me. And that's the end of my story, Rosario and Sophia's story together about the purple dress.
That was so great. I am so proud of Maddie and Sophia and their mom. They really did a good job and reached their goal. And she got to wear that beautiful purple dress.
Yes, and even her mother had lost enough weight that she could fit into a beautiful dress in her closet. So it was a success for everyone.
Yeah, good job, girls. That was great.
I think this is a perfect story to celebrate our mothers, because Mother's Day is here and just around the corner, and we should be celebrating our wonderful moms.
Yeah, you know what? Well said. Well said, Diane. I totally agree. Oh, this was great. And I know we actually talked a little bit about the message of the story before you read it. But is there anything you want to add about the message that the story has for our audience?
I think it's just important that anything that we want to do, sometimes we can't do it all right away. That sometimes we have to do it in small pieces or take very small steps. And I think this is one of the things that Sophia and Madi come to learn, is that you just make little changes and good things can happen. And maybe it won't happen immediately, but these two girls, after several months, were able to achieve their goal, and Sophia was able to wear that beautiful purple dress.
Yay! That's so true. Very good. Okay, well, so I have a few questions for you from some kids. Are you ready to answer some so we can get to know you?
Sure, I would love to. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so in honor of your story, one of our questions was, what was your favorite thing to wear when you were little?
Like Sophia, I also received clothes from my older cousins. I would get boxes. We shared our clothes, so my clothes went to my younger cousins. That's just the way we worked in the Gonzalez family. Everybody shared clothes. And one of my favorite things to wear was a beautiful green jumper, and it came with a matching green and white blouse that I could wear underneath it. And that was always one of my favorite dresses to wear. I have several pictures where I'm wearing that dress. And I think that dress meant so much to me because I went to a Little Flower School where we wore school uniforms. And so whenever I was able to wear a new dress, even if it wasn't a brand new dress from a store, but it was new to me, it was always very exciting because Monday through Friday, I was always in the same school uniform.
Oh, that's great. And that sounds like a really awesome outfit.
I like it.
Very cool. All right. Our second question was, what was your favorite kind of cake to eat? Or what is your favorite kind of cake to eat?
I like a plain yellow cake with chocolate frosting. Mm. That's my favorite cake to eat. And then that's the cake that I bake when my son or my daughter or my husband has a birthday. They always ask for a yellow cake with chocolate frosting. So in the Bertrand home, that's the favorite cake.
Ooh, yeah, that's a classic and a very good one to have.
Yes.
Oh, Diane, thank you so much. So I was also curious to know if there are any other books you have coming out, new books coming out, or anything like that, any upcoming books?
I have actually written about 24 different books. Some of them are picture books like Sophia and the Purple Dress. And I have others that are chapter books, Alicia's Treasure, the Ruiz Street Kids. And then I have some for middle school, Trino's Choice and Trino's Time. And some high school books like Sweet 15 and The F Factor. You can find my books at most local libraries. You just need to go in and ask for books by Diane Gonzalez Bertrand. You can see them also on book sites like Amazon, and also my website with my book company, Piñata Books. And you can see all of the different books by Diane Gonzalez Bertrand. But I am very excited with my new book that will be coming out in November of 2019. And it's called The Taco Magician. And it is a collection of poems for children. The poem, The Taco Magician, where the title comes from, is about the different things that Daddy makes when he cooks tacos. And so he uses a variety of ingredients to make his very special tacos. And so I'm very excited. This will be my first collection of poetry for children. And it is also a bilingual collection of poetry. It will be translated by Rosie Lima. And I have illustrations by Carolyn Flores in the book as well. And so it is going to be a wonderful team effort to bring poetry to the children, not only in San Antonio and South Texas, but also to the world. And so everyone can celebrate all of the wonderful joys of being a child through poetry.
That is fabulous. That's so exciting. And it sounds like a fun and delicious book to read.
I think so. I think people of any age who read those poems will be transported back to their own childhoods. And for the children who are reading the poems, they will be able to connect to them, because most children have universal experiences. And these poems celebrate all of the different things that happen to us at different points in our lives. And I am just the lucky person that gets a chance to put it all down on paper and share it through poetry.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'm really excited to read that. Thank you so much for joining us today, Diane. And I hope everyone out there grabs a copy of Sophia and the Purple Dress and some other books written by Diane Gonzalez-Bertrand, including the upcoming one about the taco magician. Sounds too good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure to read to everyone on the podcast, and I hope that everyone will not only keep reading and listening to wonderful stories on this podcast, but also make time to write down your own stories and share your characters and your ideas from your own imagination.
That is a great
idea. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you, Diane. All right, guys, that was Diane Gonzalez-Bertrand reading her story with us today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I cannot wait to read with you next time on Conmigo. Have a great rest of the day.
Welcome Conmigo.